ABC to start us off here at Classic Hits on this Wednesday. Happy hump day, folks. A wet Wednesday, 30th of September. Did you get any drizzle on you out there?
I didn't know I was in the car, so it was all grand.
Good for you.
You know yourself.
Straight in to the, from the Batmobile, straight into the Batcave below Classic Hits Towers.
I know, it's good, isn't it? At least, at least there's no running for cover when you get here.
Exactly. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday. It is a bit of a wet one. Well, certainly where we are. Hopefully, wherever you are, you're okay. You're dry and warm and safe. And all that sort of stuff, and fit to hang out with us for the next little while. Thanks for letting us hang out with you.
The next 45 hours or whatever it is that we do.
It only feels like that at the start. And then before you know it, it's over.
Yeah, and then before you know it, we're back again. So again, like, it's like a lunch break you sleep on or something like that.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout for any particular reason this morning, whatever's floating through.
Floating your jokes.
Absolutely. Tickling your funny bones this morning.
Yes, I'd love it. I'll tickle
it. It's a strange kind of collection of things on the birthdays today.
Is it? Yeah, why? What's that?
I mean, there's plenty of them, but it's tough enough picking the ones out, you know.
Sorry.
There's a few OAPs in there, PJ.
Oh, very good.
Might have to bring you back to your youth. And before your youth.
Jeez, we are going back a bit. Holy fart, we're going way back.
Spiller with Groove Jet here at Classic Hits. 12 and a half minutes past six on this Wednesday, 30th of September. Happy hump day, folks. 087-188-0008. Thanks a million for all the WhatsApps in already, including Alibaba.
Alibaba?
Alibaba, he signed himself. Otherwise known as Alan from Bal Doyle.
Oh, very, very,
so
that's
I think he's done a little
he's
bit
Alibaba
of...
He's Alibaba himself.
Alibaba yeah, himself. I get it. And everybody else, thanks a million for all the WhatsApps. We'll try and give a shout out to as many as we can. But we have to do the birthdays, as I said to PJ there. It's an unusual selection. But anyway, look, we'll get started with the ones you're comfortable with for sure.
Yes.
Because this lad is actually a mate of yours. We've spoken about him many times on the show before. You've starred with this guy, Omid Jalali.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's not a mate now.
He's your best friend.
Done about two or three gigs with him.
He sends you postcards and everything.
He definitely does not do that. He's actually a deadly stand-up. He went very political, though. I'll say that.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to just be a stand-up.
Yeah.
And then, you know the way a lot of stand-ups now, they're not trying to say the funny thing, they're trying to say the right thing.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that old crap in stand-up at the moment, and I think he went down that avenue.
Went to the dark side.
He went to the dark side.
Because I like him in movies and stuff. I like when he plays, you know, he's been in various kind of movies over the years.
Yeah, he's very good, yeah.
And I think he's a good actor.
Yeah,
I certainly liked his early comedy.
He's brilliant, yeah. Very, very good. And his comedy's still good. Like, it's just that it's all very right on.
Everything have to have a meaning, PJ?
Why am I having to funny for funny's sake?
Correct.
Why am I having to something like, you know, all this, I have a responsibility to send a message. You're funny for money, you jackass. Your responsibility is pay the rent. Pay the rent.
Exactly.
So I got to say, Omid Jalali, he's a little older than I am.
Mm.
About 53.
Not bad, 55.
Oh, okay.
Not bad, right.
Not a bad start.
What about this now? Because this would have... I'm assuming that this will take you back. You know the way you talk constantly about, and very fondly, about that time when you were watching Italian football?
Yeah, Gazzetta Football Italia.
So I'm hoping that this will bring you back there because it's the birthday of Frank Rijkaard.
Oh, very good, yeah.
From the Rossoneri, AC Milan.
Yeah, yeah, when that AC Milan team were something else, weren't they?
And of course, who looks, to me anyway, what did once upon a time, looked very like Ruud Gullit.
Very ringers for each other.
Apart from...
Ringers.
Frank Rijkaard for years sported... the most scouse-looking moustache you've ever seen.
And it totally didn't belong on his face, man.
No,
it really didn't. It was like a pencil tattoo. He made himself look like a character from Allo Allo.
Yeah.
You were expecting him to go... It was a bizarre look. I suppose it was
good baller,
to
be fair, but God, yeah, that's... I tell you, the moustache in those... those AC Milan years.
He must have been. His teammates must have been Frank, Paul Favore, why? You know, like, there was a mad looking thing he had on his face. But what a player.
What a player.
What
and
an
then
absolute player.
Manager, of course. He was manager of Barca for a while.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where he is now.
I lost track of all that, to be honest. I wouldn't be mad into the Barcelona thing, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know everybody's in Ireland. A lot of people say they prefer Barcelona. I prefer Real Madrid. If I'm watching Spanish football...
You're allowed.
I think I'd prefer to... I know, but you know the way people be like, really? Yeah, we're missing you. Yeah, I don't know. No. I think as the historical links to Manchester United, I think, with Real.
For Real.
Yeah, right. So it makes you go that way. Anyway, it's literally nothing to do with what we're talking about. He's about
Right, Frank Rijkaard.
He's about 56.
No, not bad. 58.
Ah.
58, pretty close. Right, closer to home, since you mentioned United. Maybe not on the Frank Rijkaard scale, to be fair. But Roy Carroll is celebrating.
Roy Carroll, no way.
The goalkeeper, yeah.
The Norty fella.
The man who literally pulled the ball out of the net.
Yes.
And still got away with it.
And still got away with it. It was outrageous.
I mean, you could have driven a bus between the ball and the goal line.
Yeah, and he just had the straightest face. No, never happened.
Yeah. It was like... He had a face on him like Damien Farrelly when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The ball was that.
The ball was in the net.
No.
Roy.
What? No, I have it here.
I didn't see that at all.
Have it here in my hand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but did you pick it up?
I threw it out. No. Yeah, you picked that out of the goal, Roy.
I didn't. I have it here in my hand.
It was amazing. Who was that against? Was that against Spurs or against West Ham or something?
I think it was Spurs.
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was Spurs. It was outrageous. Literally, ball over the line. He just scooped it. He just did the scoop and pulled it out over the line.
Great keeper. Great keeper. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
Stick an age on him.
Keepers who actually make you blind when you're an official. He's not too much older than me. I'd say he's like... Oh, no, maybe he isn't. No, I'm 51.
I tell you, he's actually younger than you.
No!
I know. I kind of found that hard to believe myself. Yeah, 43.
Shut up.
43,
oh, my God,
is.
I'm ancient. Oh, my God, Jim. Oh, my God.
Now, this is where it gets a bit weird, right? Right. I'm just going to hit you with them, right? Do you know Eric Stoltz?
Oh, the cartoonist?
No.
Never heard of him.
Okay. He was an actor.
Oh, never heard of him.
He was in Memphis Belle and The Fly, Mask, stuff like that. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right, I have no idea.
I tell you.
72.
He's 59. He could have been Marty McFly. He was the original Marty McFly. And 6 weeks in, they changed him for Michael J. Fox.
You'd be raging, wouldn't
you? Yeah. So I'm getting rid of him. He's gone.
Oh, you'd be raging.
Right, what about Johnny Mathis?
The singer?
Yeah.
Johnny Mathis, I know the name,
right?
But I can't put anything.
I just
else
thought
to
I'd
it.
Put him in because, of course, he is probably best known for that wonderful Christmas classic, "When a Child Is Born."
Oh, that's who he is. Oh, Jim, I was feeling all right. Like I was all right. I was doing okay.
You see, I was clutching at straws this morning.
Johnny
I just thought,
Mathis.
I know, PJ Christmas, Johnny Mathis.
When a child is born. I'm going to write a Christmas song. This is what he was thinking. I'm going to write a Christmas song and I'm going to slow it down to be slower than any other Christmas song. Well, people will love that, won't they?
Yeah.
What a brilliant idea.
Right, now he is far from a young man.
No, he's Asher. No, sure, that song's been wrecking my head for my whole life.
He was kind of a 70s star.
Yeah.
If not even earlier, maybe, I don't know.
Well, I think the song started in the 60s, but it didn't end until 1989.
Johnny Mathis is?
He's 83.
Oh, not bad, 85.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Now, again, do you know the name of Ian Ogilvy?
No, what's that now?
Okay, he was famous for playing the Saint.
The Saint?
The Saint back in the day.
The original black and white one.
Possibly.
Oh, wow, that's... he must be like 88.
77.
Ah.
I lose Ian Ogilvy. I'm not keeping him, then you don't know him. What about Rula Lenska?
What is that now? What's the person's name?
She was an actress. I thought you might remember it because she was married to Dennis Waterman, which I'm probably going to use as an excuse to play the Minder theme later on today.
Definitely do that.
Clutching at straws, but I think I'm going to do that. But yeah.
That's right, sure. There was all the trouble between them.
A bit fractious.
Yeah, fractious.
She was that sort of flame-haired actress.
That's right,
sort of.
No, I remember her face. Do you know, it's terrible. I only know them because of the court cases.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know them. Because it turns out Dennis Waterman, great actor. Well, actor.
To be fair.
And not a bad singer now, I have to say.
Of certain tunes.
Yeah, but it turns out that in the old private life, he's not exactly...
Yeah, he's not placid.
Well, I wouldn't want to live with him, I'll tell you that much. So, Rula Lenska must be around the same ages, or maybe not. Things were different back then. I'd say she's like 64.
73.
Ah, okay.
And then, listen, what about this? You'll definitely know this name, and it is a significant birthday, so it'll give you a good shot at it. Angie Dickinson.
Oh! What did she do?
Well, there was Policewoman, was her biggest most famous role.
Oh, but it's not the person I was thinking of at all. I was thinking of Anne Diamond. I was thinking of breakfast television.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you could get two people more
really
dislike or more unlike each other. Angie Dickinson and right, okay. She's a very old woman, to be fair, at this stage.
92.
She's 90 on the money.
Ah, look at that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Well, although I had said it was a significant birthday.
Oh my God, you did. Oh my God, you did. Anne Diamond ruins everything,
doesn't she?
Now you're up to date with the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, John. 6:32. I reckon I can get the week out of it, you know that?
Yeah, I think you can.
I think I can squeeze the week out of it. Who have you got at the weekend, John?
Well, actually, we're back in action this evening in the old Carabao.
Okay, well, then we mightn't get the week out, but it could go horribly wrong tonight, well, PJ.
There you go. David Moyes isolating at the moment. It would be like him, actually, from his own settee to somehow derail the whole positive blues thing at the
moment.
But we're hopeful. It's on
the
Goodison.
Well, we could do a body swerve on the Carabao Cup thing. What about the weekend then?
The weekend, Brighton after their...
Go wrong.
Well, after their performance against Man United, where they somehow lost when they really deserved to win.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
Everybody
there's
says
me
that.
Being all positive and giving you Spirit of the Blues.
Well,
had to kick a man when he's down.
Not at all. Manchester United will come good, but not for seven or eight weeks yet.
7 or 8 years,
I think that's
the optimistic view.
Well, no, I think they're making a signing in 5 years.
Are they?
Yeah, I think
so. Sancho. Good. It'll be nice to see when that comes around.
Yeah, Sancho, he'll be 30.
Exactly, just before he retires.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just looking at the old iTunes chart, still have five of the top six.
Five of the top six are Everton songs.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Now,
this is an astonishing time to be alive.
Billy Ray's daughter has made a push again, Miley Ray Cyrus, that being back up to number two with Midnight Sky. I don't know Midnight Sky from...
Spirit of the Blues anyway.
No, absolutely not. So, they're holding on. I see there's a new entry in also as well. Fairly low down at the moment, but Duncan's Army, Duncan Ferguson... in at number 38.
Oh my
so
god.
So we actually have seven of the songs. And also a startling fact which I learned of yesterday, which I immediately dismissed, was that in Bogota, Colombia, there have been 375,000 downloads of Spirit of the Blues.
Because Bogota,
Colombia, because of the recruitment of their beloved James Rodriguez, who is a prince to Colombians.
Wow.
Because of Carlo Ancelotti's...
So now there's a lot... Bogota is basically toffee land. It is...
Instead of them giving us stuff that we don't need, you know, that stuff that's unmentionable, we're now giving them some love and some wonderfulness.
That's incredible. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is it. How do you thought that... I mean, you know something? If you put as much effort into the football as they do into making songs... Who thinks what they could have achieved?
We'd be absolutely swerving aside Real Madrid, you know.
I mean, the Everton Greatest Hits album, I think, it must be a
it was on ITV.
Quadruple album.
It was on ITV News last night. Apparently, it's going to be number one in the official charts by the week, they reckon, by the weekend, the way things are going.
Oh, my God. We've played our small part in the PJ, haven't we?
Never let it be said
we aren't generous of spirit.
I know, and just to be honest with you now, the way things are going this season, I just wondering if Pogba's a good singer.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be talent somewhere.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a few French lads in that team.
Yeah, maybe he might be a good chef.
That's what we need, Jim. I have it. Manchester United are going to win the Eurovision this year.
Everywhere, Fleetwood Mac here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes to 7 o'clock, and Born in the USA from the boss, Bruce Springsteen, just ahead of that. Good tunes. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Seems like it's pretty wet everywhere. I think it's across the country, really.
It looks like there's an old damp quilt lying over us all today, which is no crack, really, but whatever.
Yeah, there's
we'll
a
do.
Soggy blanket on us today.
There is. It is. It's a day of that.
Come here, listen, Alan and Ennis has sent us this in. I hope this plays out on air. Hopefully we can hear this, right? But just since we were joking with John about all the football-y stuff and Everton or whatever, he sent us in a little bit of classic Mourinho. Saying, hi lads, did you happen to catch this at the weekend, right? Hope this plays out now. Have a listen to this.
We kept them away from our box. We know the danger of the box. Every box is 18-yard box, but there are boxes and boxes. And we know that the Tottenham box is a special box.
He's big into his boxes, isn't he?
Yeah, he
does like a good box.
He's talking about Christmas, obviously, is he? Sending out his packages.
Must be. Thanks for that, Alan. The Tottenham box is a special box. And there are boxes and boxes.
Is that from last night? No,
Alan says it's from the weekend.
Oh, all right. So yesterday it must have... No, yesterday wasn't the weekend. Yesterday was Tuesday. Oh, my God. Jim, I can't keep up. I can't keep
it
up.
Is,
Jim,
it,
every day
you're struggling this week.
I am. I'm struggling this
you're
week.
You're struggling this week.
This week has me bet.
I think it's the pressure of the record attempt looming.
It must be. I forgot to brush my teeth this morning leaving the house. It's
no.
Disgusting.
Oh,
I can smell my own breath. It's disgusting. And then I'm
is
watching,
there a bang of Jaffa Cakes off you?
There's a bang of Jaffa Cakes off my mouth. Yeah, there is, yeah. Yeah. And then I'm watching a fella who got a world record here. I'm watching a video of him.
Right.
250 walnuts he smashed with his head. And I'm not joking you, Jim. I feel inferior. I feel like I'm at a... I'm starting to feel like this mountain is insurmountable.
I'll tell you something. I wish I'd have known there was a world record for smashing walnuts with your head.
250, yeah.
I'd have been proposing that.
For
that
me?
You would have been amazing at that.
Yeah, but you smashing them off my head is a different record. It doesn't have a... I don't think it works the same way.
By the way, we're stepping up the training and the process and the progress.
Yes.
For PJ or Jake's Jaffa Jake, as he's been dubbed, Jaffa Jake taking down Furious Pete and his record of 17 Jaffa Cakes in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
We're going to be stepping it up. We've got some training videos planned. There will be a couple of challenges, more from a motivational point of view. Right. For example, I'm going to see how fast I can do one
today.
Well, maybe not today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll have to build up to it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
and then also, you see, because we had a tweet, right? We had a tweet recently.
God.
Somebody in Limerick reckoned they could outdo you in it.
Did they?
So we might as the week progresses, we might actually put it out there. We might get people, as a purely motivational tool, an inspirational tool to you,
mm-hmm.
we might get people to take it on and see how fast... They can, maybe not all 17, you know what I mean?
No, one. That's the record attempt, but yeah, so
maybe one.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. Literally,
you know, so we might put that out there and get
around
the place.
No problem, pound for pound, yeah. Oh, I'll smash.
Just so that you know the nation's behind you in this attempt.
I'll take anyone on for a one-round punch. That's only a sparring match. You have to spar before the main event, of course.
And of course, we've got to sort out your outfit. We'll have to get Magic Mike on the case there with the outfit.
Yeah, I know.
That needs to be impressive.
Looking for some saggy blue pajamas, a blue onesie,
yeah.
With an orange cape.
Cape, obviously.
And
I think
an
a sweatband. Sweatband, I think, would be good. I'd like a little retro sweatband a la kind of, you know, what's his name? John McEnroe.
Yeah, indeed.
That sort of, you know, sweatband.
I'd be into that too.
Yeah.
Let's be faced, I will be nervous. I'll need something to keep the sweat from the eyes.
Obviously.
And these days, and in these years, you know what I mean? The humid
and the crumbs
weather.
And the crumbs out of your hair.
The crumbs out of my hair and everything. More importantly.
So look, all of that is still ahead. All of that, the build up to Jaffa Jake's world record attempt on the Jaffa Cake eating world record is still very much in progress. It's still things that we're constantly working on it behind the scenes. He lied.
I'm working on it behind.
Obviously.
I'm worrying about it on a daily basis.
Excellent.
In fact, I'm completely freaked out about it. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
To be
I'm
honest with
pressure.
You, the people are kind of already involved to a certain extent. You know we're doing this fittest finger first.
Yeah.
So PJ is the recipient of some of the items from this award-winning supplement stack that's been given to us by health247.ie that we're going to be playing for again a bit later on. And he's working with his amino synergy and his pre-caged workout stuff and his whey protein isolate and everything.
Now, so
try and get himself in tip-top shape.
Now, so far, all I've had is two energy jellies. That's all I've had out of
start
this.
Start slow, buddy.
But yeah, I think, you know what I mean? You don't want to rush into anything.
Start slow.
So two energy jellies, I think, was a good start.
It was. It was. Apple cider vinegar gummies.
Yeah.
That's what you had. Your goalie nutrition.
Yeah, they are a bit strange now to have with black coffee. But I'll keep at it. I'm taking my training seriously.
Also, so we'll be giving you the chance. PJ is going to give us the all-important phrase, the all-important sentence for you to remember. We'll do that after 7 and fill you in on all of that. Of course, the hit bit rolls on again today. We'll be playing around about 10 to 8. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check out all the previous guesses. And still looking to top a score of 11, I think it is, to get yourself a fantastic break at the Westin Dublin.
Deadly it is, yeah.
I've never even been in the Westin in Dublin.
I had a cup of coffee in the Westin.
I don't think I'd be allowed in, would I?
You'd be allowed in.
Oh, would I?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I'd have to get your security clearance and we'd have to both be put in chains and promises would have to be made.
Yeah.
We'd have to be put in the area where, you know, we'd be in the kitchen or something for a short time, yeah.
Right, great. So, My opportunities to have a Jaffa cake in total luxury are limited, is what you're saying.
I tell you, Jim, coffee in there and all. It's one of those things. We should talk about that next. The surroundings are what makes the thing. Do I remember what the coffee tastes like? No. Was it amazing? Absolutely.
7:10 here at Classic Hits. That's Madonna, of course, Into the Groove. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 30th of September. 087-188-0008. If you want to make an early bid for the hit bit, €1,920 is what we're playing for today. Magic Mike in the West. But still standing by on WhatsApp if you want to let him know that you want to play. Worth checking out classichits.ie first, but you can let Mike know 087-188-0008 if you fancy a bash at the hit bit. In the meantime, PJ has decided that he said that there's a whole forgotten language that should be brought back.
I'm actually just reading it. It's here in the mail and I can't... I'd like to say I'm shocked and I'm appalled. I was going to go with that, but you know, the truth is, the never-ending march of time kicking the ghoulies off me, there are certain words, much like ghoulies, that young people have never heard. So they're saying that as many as 40% of 18 to 30-year-old people have never heard certain words that we would have heard quite a lot, I suppose mostly on TV, because this is a very British sort of list, if you know what I mean. But we gotta look for some Irish ones after this.
Okay.
So, like, words like sozzled. You know, they never would have heard the word sozzled. Look, your man there, absolutely sozzled.
Sozzled.
Yeah.
Which was drunk.
Drunk, locked in your mind, yeah. Locked is probably another one that kids don't use these days. That's probably me, a cool cat like me trying to get out that groovy lingo.
You're so down with the kids.
I'm so down with all those kids. I'll tell you something, you groovy kids don't know. I can't even think of the old ones from back in my day now. So they say words like soz. Actually, there's a whole list here. There's a top 10 I can get stuck into.
Go on, just lash it out there. Because I'm enjoying listening to a bit of Cameo in the background.
Yeah, it's good stuff, yeah. So balderdash was another one, right?
Balderdash. Oh my God.
Senseless
Which, by the
talk.
Way, is also a magnificent Twitter account, balderdash.
Oh, very good, yeah. And again, for people who are young, they won't get it because they look at that and go, I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah.
It just makes the worst birthday comparisons. That's
Absolutely.
All that account does.
Lookalikes, basically.
Very
funny. But anyway, so balderdash, yeah. Well, I mean, was that ever really... I suppose it was.
A lot of these are very English. I will say that.
What a load of balderdash.
Utter balderdash. And to call someone a bounder...
Now, that's going back to... That's Downton Abbey stuff.
No, isn't it?
My God, you're a bounder. Yeah,
my God, so you are a bounder and a
cad. And a rogue.
Yeah, there's definitely...
A cad.
Yeah. And a trollop. You know the way I heard that a lot when I was young for the...
Yeah.
Oh, the parents of my generation.
I was just going to say, there's a lot of mothers, Irish mothers, who have referred to their son's girlfriends as you will not be going out with that trollop.
Yeah. He's been hanging around with that trollop from over the way. And I have to tell you, nobody's a bit happy about it.
I'm not happy about it at all.
Yeah, I know. Trollop. It's a great word, actually, though.
Trollop.
It sounds like something I'd eat, though.
It's also a surname. There's people called, like, Trollop as their surname.
There's a few surnames that are very unfortunate. There is, isn't there? And they always end up being journalists. I don't know why, but they always do. It's like, I'm Jeremy Trollop. And that's, you know, it's always that kind of thing. It's very unfortunate. A like, trollop to me now, I'd have a trollop and chips. Like, that sounds to me, a battered trollop sounds lovely. Like.
Yeah.
Boogie as a dance. Oh my God, that was a huge one. I'm going for a boogie.
Going
that was a big one back in my day.
Yeah.
Jim, that was a big one
I
back
know,
in my
it's
day.
It sounds embarrassing now, but absolutely, I agree with you. Yeah.
Where are you going?
Go on for a boogie then.
Yeah, we're going to head over. Heading into town for a boogie. Yeah, you're coming. You're coming into town for a boogie. A little bit of a shake, what?
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on now. Look at me boogieing.
That's amazing.
That's definitely... there's no way young people would even know what a boogie is. A boogie, like, there was a boogie man. And now I understand. Oh, that was a bogey man.
Yeah.
You can have a bogey as well. A nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
The teacher used to use the word nincompoop.
Yeah, because to be fair, obviously people in those positions, like teachers, weren't allowed to use the swear words that the kids were using. So rather than calling somebody an effing aegis or something, you had to think of something that you could get away with saying, like, Gallagher, you blooming nincompoop.
Yeah, I had a music teacher and she was fond of the nincompoop. You know, she was fond of the nincompoop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For some reason, all I can think of is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah.
Engelbert Nincompoop.
Engelbert Nincompoop, what a great name.
Would have been amazing.
What a great name. To be betrothed. That was
like,
you know,
getting married or
get
something?
Married, yeah.
Right, okay.
They're getting betrothed. Can you believe that?
That was way too hard to say.
I'd be thinking, Roy, where did they even get the robes? I'd be thinking. What robes are they talking about? One I definitely used in school a lot was a Wally. Yeah, man, Wally was a big name.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man, he's an awful Wally. Jeez, he's walking into his own hands, that fella. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. That was I have a mate who's called Wally.
Yeah. Is he a Wally, though? I've one friend called Wally. I have to say, he does live up to it. I'll be honest, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice fella, though.
Yeah. What a Wally.
What a Wally.
That
you
is
are.
Quite an English one, though.
It is. Yeah, I guess it
you
is.
You used it, did you, as a kid?
I would have, yeah. Bit of a Wally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, your man's an awful Wally, yeah. This very old. When I think of it now, everything about it.
Yeah.
I even think of myself, that's not that long
it's
ago.
It's like a different land.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a planet.
Like a different country.
I came from planet 40s. Bonk. I wore the board bonk.
Oh, yeah.
As in, oh, God, I always.
Bonking was a big thing.
You see, I always bonked off school. This is
no,
the thing
bonk.
No, I didn't, though.
Oh,
I
you bonked
off school.
Oh, well, no wonder. Yeah. Yeah, quite the ladies' man. Where's Gallagher? He's bonking, sir.
He's bonking off with that trollop. from over the way.
So the rest of us were bunking off school.
Bonk was always
and,
like...
And hoping, aspiring to one day bonking.
In my school, it was...
You, meanwhile, were bonking from an early age.
I tell you, in my school in Raheny, it was always, we are going on the bonk.
Right.
Always going. And then someone else told me that they had the bonk, and I was like, yeah, so what, we all do? I do that all a few times a month.
Yeah.
And they were like, what?
So you were saying to them, sure, I do that in school. Oh, my God, where do you?
Yeah, well, in the park, technically. You know, like, do you? Woohoo! I'll be there going, shit, me and sometimes you'll be
no, sometimes I'm on my own.
Sometimes on my own, sometimes it'll be five or six lads. You know, it depends on the day. And then card actually makes it. Number two is the card. To
card,
call somebody a card.
That's
a dishonest
that's
man.
Way back. That's way before our time, even.
Yeah,
nobody ever said that.
No, they were.
Unless you were in a black and white movie.
Yeah, I know, it's very.
You, sir, are a card.
You're a cad and a Wally. And I'd like to offer you an invite to go for a bonk in the park.
Right, yeah. So there's a number one then, isn't
and
there?
And the number one, we've said it already, actually. I ruined it. I got out of the traps too fast when I said sozzled.
Sozzled.
To say sozzled as being drunk, that was the number one. That's the number one word that would have been used quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I definitely would have heard adults talking of people being sozzled and all of that crack. And now that you'd say it to younger people, and I would say younger people, like 30-year-olds, would never have heard.
Not at all. Not
the
even
word
close.
Sozzled. Wouldn't even
not
like,
even close.
They'd have
do you have
word.
One of your own, just to make, whether it's on the list? Do you have one?
Rap it. Everything when I was young was rap it. Everything was rap it. Oh, that's rap it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that show last night? You tell you, it was rap it. Look at your woman over there. She's rap it. Everything was rap it.
God, you're right.
And I was, God, no one
I've
says
I've forgotten that
gone.
Word.
It's absolutely
totally forgotten
gone.
That word.
Yeah, that's the one I remember more than any other one.
That's
you know
incredible.
What I mean? And that was the one that made me feel like I had lingo with the kids. I wasn't doing the whole yo-yo, groovy cats need to sort of cool
that was that was a word that if an adult used it, you'd go,
you
oh
know,
my God.
Liz, look at him, he's going on saying the things are rapid now. Oh, God, I'm mortified. Would you go away, Dad? Embarrass me with your rapid and deadly rapid.
So we should see.
And deadly is another one.
Deadly,
it's
yeah.
Deadly.
Although I still say that, I have to say.
So
mind you, I am kind of like, well,
we're
I am lost in the past.
I know, sure, both of us are old enough to have rickets and everything. Yeah. Like, we're old. So I think deadly is actually counts. I think it would. I would say younger people.
Young people probably never say deadly.
They'd say
never, something's
never say deadly. No, they'd say something, I don't know whatever they'd say. Brill. No, that's old as well. Oh, nobody says brill. Young people.
Brill. Oh, that's even old. Even I wouldn't say brill.
Oh my God, yeah, that's what the young people are saying now. Oh, Jim, that's Brillo. Absolutely Brillo, that is.
Right, so it begs the question that if you could think of one from an Irish perspective, obviously that was primarily, as PJ
God,
said,
Jim,
it was primarily...
I'm all in a kerfuffle after that.
Primarily an English list, but if you can think of one, 087-188-0008, if there's a word you're convinced you used lots when you were younger that just doesn't exist anymore, let us know this morning.
Let's go to a disco.
Yeah, Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers? You knew it was coming, come on. Don't act like you're surprised, people of Ireland. You knew he wasn't going to let you away without getting the na-nas in.
Oh my God, that's just never going to be any better than that.
Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers, 7:22. Here are classic hits, a little after, in fact, 22 and a half minutes past seven. Oh. Thanks for the WhatsApps. Oh, my God. I tell
it's
you,
talk
about opening a can of worms. It's an incredible list. Let me just let me get a bit
Stas,
of...
Magic Mike got onto us.
Cameo
well.
In the background there for the moment. Right, it turns out a lot of people have gone for mitching. Used to be the equivalent of bunking
right.
or bunking off school, as you used to do.
Yeah, I remember hearing that from other schools. Yeah, we were still bunking in my school while they were mitching in others. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I do remember it.
Also, on the subject of bunking off versus bunking, somebody said, where... As in, you know, that type of kissing to get aware.
Mooching! That's what we always said. We were mooching.
There you go.
Mooching was a thing. So, and that's definitely no young people to be mooching. You'd say
mooching and wearing have gone.
Gone.
Stallus. Somebody has texted
in. Yeah, Stallus.
Just ask Stallus.
Wait there a second.
Yeah. Sound. Although I still say sound all the time.
Oh, God,
Elaine.
Is that gone now as well,
Don't
Jim?
Tell me that's gone.
Oh, I think that might be gone.
Yeah.
I think that might be gone.
Shifting. Again, there was a lot of words for kissing.
No, shifting was after me, if I'm honest with you. Shifting was like later. People who are in their 30s now maybe were shifting when I was like still reminiscing on mooching.
Lads, what about flutered?
Flutered, yeah. 100%. That was a big one. That was definitely a big one.
So there's a certain type of activity for which words were sort of invented.
Isn't there, yeah?
Drinking and kissing seems to be, and getting off school seems to have been.
It seems to be the Irish way, isn't it? Kissing, not going to school, and get banging out to Frenchies.
Yeah.
In fact, Frenchie is long gone as well.
Oh my God.
Imagine, I gave her a Frenchie around the back of the school. Oh, it was deadly. It was like a helicopter tongue. That's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
Stephen's been on to say, what about Grand Cake, Nora? That is gone, but I still use it. In fact,
you do? I've heard you saying Grand Cake.
Grand Cake. I say
heard.
It's because my dad used to say it.
Grand Cake.
Grand Cake. Oh, yeah, Grand Cake. As in, just, yeah, that's fine.
Is that the Dublin way of just lovely hurling, is it?
Exactly.
I think that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've definitely never heard anyone say Grand Cake, even on the south side of Dublin. I've never heard Grand Cake. Like, there's a very specific...
Are you saying bar me?
No, I'm not. I'm saying, like, bar you and maybe, and a very select few.
Yeah.
I say Grand Cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whereas, no, it's a ridiculous thing to say.
I think it might be literally a fingersy way of saying
a specific part of North Side Dublin.
Yeah, I do think so.
Buzz, actually, that's true. Buzz was a word.
Oh,
was used for all
it was
sorts.
A great buzz.
Great
I still
buzz.
Say that now. Yeah. I still definitely say, oh, it was a great buzz, yeah.
Yeah. Sound has come in again. I'm disappointed about that because I still
that
say
gone?
That all the time.
Is that really gone? That's history now.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Your sound.
But I do say that.
Sound.
And you say it as well.
I do sound, yeah, dead sound, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to swap to Grand Cake. I've a feeling sound might be more in date
I'm
than
just looking
cake.
At a few of these because some of them are sort of like, I'll have to be a little bit careful.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're referring to the rudiness. In fact, look, there's so many of them. I'm not going to get through them all anyway. So we'll go through them again. I'll get Magic Mike on the case too to filter out some of the bold things.
Yeah, he sent us in some good ones actually, Magic Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah. The problem is I'm too old to know how to use a machine.
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock, almost hit bit time. 087-188-0008 if you fancy playing for that 1,980 euro. No, sorry, 20. 1,920 euro. See, I told you we were flahoolock.
Flahoolock. We're flying, so we have so much money
flying.
Hanging around.
My God, I tell you something. It's been a long time since I've seen a reaction quite like the reaction we got to the words.
It's unreal, isn't it?
That are no longer in use at the moment. Because it's absolute. I mean, the WhatsApp has not stopped.
Hasn't stopped. It's buzzing, so it is.
With people with sending stuff in. So I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. To be honest with you, it's a struggle to get through them because there's just so many of them. But by the way, Liam and Swords was on. He thinks that expression, Grand Cake Nora.
Yeah.
He thinks it came from an old Gatto TV ad.
Oh, really?
Back in the day, and then people started saying it off the back of it.
I was in...
And somebody else was on to say, no, it definitely wasn't just... You know the way you were saying, it's just me and...
A handful of people. I've never heard it anywhere else.
Somebody else was on to say their dad said it a lot. Don't know where they're from.
Yeah. Where anyway. Yeah, probably around the same area, though, is it?
I don't know.
I'm just saying it's a very particular, like... Area I've heard it in. I've never around Cork and heard some people saying Grand Cake Nora.
What about Luke in Dublin? Toe rag. If you
toe
were calling
rag.
Somebody a toe rag.
Oh, that was an awful insult.
And a bowsy.
An awful insult.
A bowsy was kind of, that. A bowsy immediately makes me think of Brendan Behan.
Yeah, bowsy. An elbow. Yeah, that was a pig ignorant. A fella couldn't handle the drink and was pigging it. Yeah, that was a bell. No one wanted to be a bell.
Yeah, and
well,
everybody.
The toe rag was worse.
Everybody was scarlet.
Scarlet for your ma for yeah. having you.
Scarlet. Do people even say, is that gone? That's gone, is it?
That was, yeah.
I thought I heard that expression.
I think that was definitely on the way out. I remember, like, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody, Danny's been on to say that his missus had never heard the word shindig.
Never heard shindig.
Going for a shindig.
Get out.
A party, like
that. Yeah, no, shindig. A get together, sort of. A shindig wasn't a party nor a couple. It was a halfway point. A little shindig, you know.
Yeah.
Getting a few people over for the over type of a thing, wasn't it?
And this, Dave's been on as well. I think this is one that Mike. Mike was on. I'm going to bring Mike in on this and find out for sure. But David says, you never hear people calling other people a bleeding sap anymore.
I tell you, I have a friend, and if you call him a sap, he gets very offended.
Was that yours, Michael? Did you say that was a word you used, calling people a sap?
Well, we used to use sap for sure, but sack was another one. Sack has just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And what were the other ones that PJ couldn't find on the machine?
I have them.
Oh, you have them, yeah. Well, I'll tell you them. Everything was gross for me. Like, everything was, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, gross.
And then, and savage. And one that, I don't know, it seemed to come back a few years ago, is tickety-boo, which everyone used to say in Dublin.
I have a friend who actually used tickety-boo all the time. In fact, he called his album tickety-boo.
Did he?
Yeah.
I heard he was a bit of a sap, was he?
Oh, my God. Savage, though, I do relate to.
I definitely
Savage was definitely
savage.
A thing.
Oh,
everything was
also,
savage.
Did anyone ever call, my mother used to do this, call everybody a jackdaw. Is that a thing? Have you heard of that?
No, that's a new one.
No.
Yeah.
Here's one. Look, somebody has texted in. Let me just find out who this is. Bagsy. Remember, I mean, you used to Bagsy something.
Oh, yeah, I Bagsy that next year.
Or Bagsy the front seat. Or
definitely remember that
Keith
already.
And Ballybrack, yeah. That's incredible. There's so many. I'm trying to filter through these because there's a few very bold ones.
I know, and I'm trying to think of the ones me dad used to say, but a lot of them are too bold to say on the radio.
Yeah.
We used to call people a mope and Joseph. I remember that. Look, that man, he's a real mope and Joseph. Didn't him? I don't know if
a
that
mope
was
a mope and Joseph.
Yeah, I don't know if it was common or just him though.
Yeah.
And then he often called me a shit shite in a swing swan. A good few times he called me that.
There's another one which is very bad as well. I apologise if it offends anybody, but it was used a lot back in the day, was when somebody would get called a pox bottle.
Oh, pox bottle, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's funny the way I've had all of these targeted at me at some point or other in my life.
Coolaboola, is that?
Ah, Coolaboola, yeah.
I still say, I even text that to people.
Do you?
I text it to you on occasion. All right, Coolaboola.
That's, do you, yeah?
That's so embarrassing now. Oh my God!
Coolaboola, you're gas, man.
I am. I'm literally a throwback.
You should see, he's wearing spats today.
Yes. Why don't you shut up, you cat? Hickey. People having hickeys.
Ah, the hickeys. Awful thing to do to someone. Awful.
What else is on this? Amadon.
Amadon. Yeah. That was the teachers used to call Amadon all the time. You'd always be called Amadons by the teachers. Yeah.
And actually, now surely to God, gobshite isn't gone. That couldn't possibly be gone.
No. Really? No, that couldn't be.
And would you ever, Mike, have you ever referred to somebody as a gobshite?
Well, I have, but I have never heard a young person, when I say young, a lot younger than all of us, I've never heard a young person say gobshite.
Yeah.
I suppose so, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, their language has completely changed. Like, young people now say things are sick, meaning things are good.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, that's weird. Now, I'd be lost there.
That's sick, yeah.
Yeah.
What about this one? Sketch.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
everybody used to sketch.
Sketch!
Yeah.
See, anyone that looked remotely 6 months older than you. Sketch! Sketch!
Oh, my Lord. I tell you something. I don't know what we're going to do with these. There's so many. I can't get through them all.
Oh, top
There's so
well.
Many of them. Maybe you might stick a few up on social media or something or whatever.
100%,
might jump
yeah,
you. Did you find any yourself, Mike?
No, well, I found those ones. Like the whole kissing thing has so many different words.
So many, yeah.
Yeah, and like shift obviously is coming in a lot. But then for me now, and this was in the early 90s, it would have been to meet somebody was to shift someone. But anyway.
That was, yeah, that was after. Again, like, you know, that was a little
I never understood that one.
No. Will you meet me, May?
No. Yeah. It was always mooching with our lot.
Yeah, I just find meat leaves it open to all sorts
meat,
of...
Meat, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what's it about?
Yeah, because you could turn around and say, yeah, no, I'm meeting me ma.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What are you doing with your ma? What are you doing? Where are you doing?
Actually,
where are you meeting her? In the supermarket.
There's potentially a story that we're going to do later on that's has connotations.
It's not a million miles away
from
that.
But anyway, listen, Mike, thanks a million for that. Mike, I think, is going to pop a few up on social media so that you can kind of continue this on our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. And because there's just so many, we can't get through them all. And plus, we've got the hit bit on the way, so we'll have to leave it there. Do you want to sign off with any words of wisdom, PJ?
See you later, toss pots.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth 1,920 quid this morning. Loads and loads of money. We're going to give you one more little listen to what it sounds like again, and then we'll move straight into it. So Nicola Flynn is on the phone this morning. She's going to have a go. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, PJ and Jim. How are you?
Very well, Nicola. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Good, thank you.
Where are you in the world and what are you up to?
In beautiful Clonakilty, just getting the kids ready for school.
Oh, very nice, very,
very nice. It sounds idyllic.
Oh, I love Clonakilty, yeah. It's been ages since I did a gig in Tabarra's there. It's an amazing music venue there in Clonakilty.
I don't know really a lot about Clonakilty other than their pudding, I'm afraid.
Best pudding in the world.
The only thing more spectacular than both Michael Collins and DeBarris is that pudding. Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Nicola, we'd love to give you some money this morning. And we've got quite a lot of it too. So what do you think it is?
Are you going to be my girl by Jess?
Right, okay.
Are you going to be my girl? Well, that's a question for you, Mike.
I dread to think where this pun might be going, but anyway.
No, it'll be nice and easy, lads. The creative juices are not flying. Are you going to be our girl? No, you're wrong. Sorry, Nicola.
Oh, thanks anyway,
unlucky,
guys.
Nick.
Oh, sorry, unlucky. Nicola.
Listen, have a good day. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers.
Take
bye
care,
bye,
Nicola. So Rita and Sean are on the phone, I believe, in this next incident. How are you, Rita and Sean?
Good morning.
How are you getting on?
I'm getting on great.
Where are the two of you today?
We're in Kimmage.
Right. Are you Rita or are you Sean?
I'm Rita.
I'm getting up out of bed.
Sean is on the case as well.
I was wondering where the other voice was. So which one of you decided to make this call this morning?
I made it. Sean has to guess.
Oh, okay, right.
I tell you, this is fantastic now. This is real cooperation, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. Look, I have the smarts. You do the donkey work. You make the call. Definitely. I'll give them the winning answer.
Okay, Rita, would you please give us Sean's guess?
Heather Small and People Moving On Up.
Oh, yeah.
What a tune
that is.
Great tune. Right, Michael.
Rita and Sean, I'd love to give you this cash, but unfortunately you're wrong. I'm so sorry. Which means, of course, that the money is moving on up.
It's moving on.
No, it's moving. It'll be worth 1,930 tomorrow. I'm sorry you didn't know.
Excellent. Right, listen, guys, thanks for playing. Have a good day. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you later, Rita. John.
Bye-bye. Is that our first official sort of double whammy type
first
guest?
First official one where they both...
Our first duet on the hit bit.
I think it is, because we've had cars full of people and all of that before, but only with one nominee. So that was, I think, that's our first 50-50 split.
Good stuff.
Even
right.
Though, let's be honest, Rita did all the work.
Well, yeah,
right.
To be fair, yeah. Which, yeah, a lot to be said for that, really. Get the one person to do all the work.
Oh, well, I swear by it.
Yeah, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. Here are classic hits, 9:30 past 8:00. I think technically it's illegal to listen to that song without increasing the volume on your radio.
Oh, I tell you,
I think it's obligatory.
It's almost up there with the Michael Bolton one we played earlier. Not
what
quite as cool as Michael Bolton, but it's close.
Yeah, in that particular cheese off. Oh, it's a tight. There's barely a cracker between them.
I'm telling you.
Would Whitesnake be one of your workout songs now? You know the way they say it's a driving song?
Yes.
Would you work out to Whitesnake?
I work out to all the cheese. I want to smell the E-dam flying through my nostrils when I'm doing any workouts. I love listening to all that old stuff. Yeah.
Good stuff. Speaking of workouts, we are on board this week with the online health and fitness supplement store, Health247.ie. Health247.ie is the actual website if you want to check it out for yourself. And they've given us quite a prize. It's an award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle. Caged Muscle is now available in Ireland. Patented ingredients, natural colours and natural flavourings, third-party tested and, as I said, award-winning. and they've given us this huge stack of all you could possibly need based around your workout, pre-workout stuff, post-workout stuff, the whey protein isolate, the amino synergy, which is the essential amino acids, all that sort of stuff. If you're big into your workouts, big into your gym work, all that, this will be very familiar to you. And it's a full pack worth over €350. As I say, you can check it out on health247.ie. But the idea is we're playing what we're calling Fittest Finger First, okay? Yeah. So PJ is about to deliver the all-important phrase or sentence for you to remember, and then at some stage later in the show, we will ask you to WhatsApp that in, and the first person to do it totally accurately, spelt correctly, and all that sort of stuff, will go into the draw.
Yes, absolutely. So my sentence for this morning is, considering we're talking about fitness and all, you can't outrun fast food. That's the sentence of the
day. I like it. Yeah. Clever.
You can't.
True and.
Yeah.
I like it.
There you go. I wish I knew that when I was stopping off on my little sneaky drive-through yesterday, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
The simple fact and the simple sentence.
I've actually got a goo on me for a McDonald's breakfast at the moment.
Oh, tell me about it. So when you start thinking about them, you can't get your head off them. I tell you, it's outrageous.
Remember the good old days when Andy Bad News used to bring them in as treats and all that?
Do you remember that?
During lockdown.
And give out to
you. No, it wasn't during lockdown. They were closed. When was it? It must have been when they reopened.
Yeah. It was when they reopened. And before it happened, he did it once as well.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He must have been feeling guilty or something. He must have robbed one of the cars downstairs or something. I don't know. but he just went, remember. And then he just came in. A couple of times he surprised us with
it.
Yeah.
And by the way, yes, we are saying this now because he is sitting in his office out there. We are hoping it kind of plays on his mind. Nah, not working.
Don't worry.
Anyway, listen, the most important thing is your chance to win this, as I say, award-winning workout stack from Caged Muscle, all courtesy of online health and fitness supplement store, health247.ie. So once more...
You can't outrun fast food.
That is the all-important phrase that you need to remember. Don't do anything with it now. We will give you the cue to text later on, and if you're the first to get it back to us completely accurately, then you'll be today's qualifier. Now, in the meantime, we're actually kind of going to stay on the foodie thing, aren't we?
Stay on the food, yeah, because we're talking about you and me, and we're talking about all the old words and all that elfers don't use, you know what I mean? And that offend, you know, obviously you and me have had problems in restaurants in the past. Where we've been feeling drafts and it's put us off our food and all of that carry on.
That's the. I would tell you, that is the first sign that you accept yourself that you're getting old.
You said that was your light bulb moment.
That was the light, yeah. First time you feel a draft.
Yeah.
Can you feel that? Draft
and,
there, just
and
on the back of my neck.
And you young lads who are
they looked at me and it was like,
young lads who are in their 30s. Look at that, you're going, are you all right?
He's gone, we've lost him.
He's lost him all day. But it's not just drafts and stuff. Apparently, noise levels really affect how you taste your food. So if you're in a place that's too loud,
right?
And then someone asks you later, how was the food? You go, it wasn't great actually, and it was loud. But it actually put you off your food a little bit. So these acoustic experts at Flinders University, they did this sort of experiment, where you put patients under different sort of background noises, right, as they were eating. So music, relaxing music at about 30 decibels increases the liking of your food because it puts you in a mood and then you start sort of thinking, oh, and the music has nothing to do with the food. But it actually adds to the flavour because it adds to the experience.
Right.
But if you play the music at 40 decibels, it gets too loud and then people start to not just complain about the noise but to complain about the same food. So it actually puts you off.
It affects your taste buds.
I totally understand this. I've had these exact experiences. I've been the person, you know, when you're away and I don't even like wine, but someone give you wine and you're looking out and the sea and all lovely and the music in the background, everything's perfect. And you go, that's the best wine I ever had. Give me 12 bottles of that. And you bring some of them home.
Excuse me, just always drink responsibly, people.
Yeah, but you bring them home, like for gifts or whatever. Right? And you bring them home, and then you can't wait to have this. This is the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
And you have Whitesnake on the background or something. And it's a bit loud. And they taste it, and they go, it's all right, like.
Yeah.
How much you pay for that? That's the stuff we got there up the road. We got
So you're saying your taste is affected by the whole ambiance of everything.
Completely is, yeah.
Right, ambiance.
Ambiance.
You're welcome, you can have that word.
That's that's the trampoline you have to wash your feet on as you come into a fancy restaurant. I just think it's amazing because I suppose I'm starting to realise how affected I am by absolutely everything. Drafts, I have to, the only way I can have a meal now is if there's no drafts. The music is right. I'm wearing appropriate clothing. Right? And my footwear is not nagging me. I haven't had to walk too far to get. This is what it takes. When you get into your 40s, this is what it takes to enjoy a meal. You remember you used to sit down and eat and go, that was lovely. No, not anymore. Even if the drive-through last night. Now, what am I going to listen to? Because I can't. If I hear myself chewing, I'm going to smash the windows in the temper. And I have to have everything right. And the, you know what I mean?
So you've got to find the appropriate. Even on a drive-through, you've got to make sure the radio or the music, whatever you're listening to, is appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
That the windows aren't too low that you feel a draft.
Yeah.
Or the aircon isn't on or anything.
The aircon is not. The thing is not with the crack. That the dogs are sitting down silently on the back seat if they're there. You know, everything has to be planned. I started to realise how fornickety I guess. Now I'm really understanding my elephant of what was used. You know, he'd be sitting there with a sandwich.
Yeah.
Watching me tell you, and I'd walk in. Hey, I'm here. Where did I go? I was like, I just... It takes a long time to prepare yourself.
Wow.
To eat, I think, you know. And now I have another thing I have to worry about. Now I have to get some decibel measurer.
That's going to be amazing.
So I have the music in the right place.
Anybody hoping to maybe bring you out for dinner at any stage? It's going to have to do a full recce of the restaurant. We need to check all windows.
Just got to the bottom of something there, didn't we? So, PJ, why are you single? Well, I went for a date the other day. You're not going to believe it. The footwear was outrageous. And the noise. Oh, the draft.
Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman here at Classic Hits. A little after 20 past 8 on this Wednesday. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've got the breakfast table quiz on the way. But just on the thing of food, PJ, you know the way we were talking about themed restaurants before on the show?
Yeah.
So you're saying that the idea, like maybe a library themed restaurant would be a good idea.
I love that. Yeah, that's
something that's not too loud.
Yes.
Although the flip side of it is, you definitely need some sort of
background music.
Absolutely.
Because I can't handle myself chewing.
Not only yourself, but the risk of somebody else
breathing or something.
Or just,
is that what you mean?
It's like I mean, there's one memory that's, yeah, well, that's not great. But there's one memory that I have of being in a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
And some lad going at the prawn crackers two tables away.
You could hear him munching,
yeah,
couldn't you? You're joking.
I mean, yeah.
What an animal.
Oh, my God.
How am I...
Like, so it's one of them. You know a lad who, like...
What was he doing to the prawn crackers?
Eating them.
Like, you just admit, like, it's not what he asked for.
Full mouth open and everything. You know, prawn crackers, they'll give you at the start, you know, they'll just put a thing on your table.
All right, yeah.
Or whatever, at the very start, before you actually order.
And he just managed to drag them out over 2 hours or something.
I'm just saying, how do you make the sound last or travel that far?
Oh, God.
Tables away.
I know.
So if you didn't have some sort of background music, it'd be nearly worse than being too loud.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I remember going to see a movie, a horror movie, and you know, you need a bit of tension and all that. There's a fella sitting behind me. I was in one of those fancy cinemas where you think the people won't be eating. You know, the Irish Film Centre one. It was in the IFC.
Yeah, because you think they're kind of like slightly film hipsters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you think, okay, this won't be one of those places. There's a fella behind me opening a packet of crisps at the start. Jim, the movie is 2 hours and 10 minutes long. And for the whole time... So how can anyone get two hours?
That must be a serious bag of crisps.
No, it wasn't even that big.
It was a sack.
Oh my God, he drove me mad.
A multi-pack.
And I sat there and I couldn't even tell you what the movie's about. I was so upset. At the end of it, I stood up in a temper and just went, the crisp night, yeah? Yeah. You got a few out of it. Oh, he was so upset. It ruined the whole movie.
What was his response? Yeah, sorry.
Did you want one? No, he looked at me like I was mental. Like I was just so upset. I couldn't believe it. Two things. That one nutter can bring him one packet of crisps and just roll them around in his hands for 2 hours and 10 minutes. And the fact that I sat there and he got no value for me money. I saw a bum and then got snotty with a lad who literally didn't even know what I was talking about.
Oh, what a great night out that was.
But one of the best nights I've had this year, anyway.
Guaranteed Irish, of course, from the Cranberries. Dreams here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Final call on the breakfast table quiz for that Capital Dining luxurious experience in the Westin Dublin. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is standing by WhatsApp, ready for your WhatsApps if you want to play. 11 being the score to beat. 087-188-0008. In the meantime, we were talking about how... Well, in fact, we talked many times on this show about how the course of true love sometimes doesn't run smooth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes needs must. And sometimes, you know, people get lonely and they just need some company.
Well, you know
and they turn to places that provide company.
Well, there's a man here now and he's in that situation. He works abroad every so often with the army and all that sort of crack. And says it's very hard to find difficult, difficult to find meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
Is what he says. It's very difficult in that. And every so often, he says, he goes on the internet and...
And looks around.
He has sites that he goes to and he finds someone to show him around cities that he might be in. He finds someone to show him around, right?
Right, yeah.
And he says he has a thing...
Local tour guides kind of thing, of sorts.
Tour guides, yeah. And he has a thing for what he says is a MILF, he says he's into. I think now that means... I'm not sure what it means. I think it means... mothers in Ireland who like flowers. I think that's what it means.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, yeah.
I often wondered.
So he obviously bought some flowers and he says, I'm going to book one of these ladies to show me around.
Exactly.
So he's waiting for this lady to arrive and show him around the local hotel, I think she was showing him around.
One of the rooms with the best views.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
he had his packet of flowers set up and everything. And then the lady arrived and he opened the door and he says he got the absolute fright of his life when he realised he was suddenly it was his best friend's ma. His best friend's ma turned up.
Yeah.
Now, there's a sort of a thing.
Which is why you're listening to the strains of Mamma Mia in the background.
Yeah, so the best friend's ma was there. And he said it was quite, very awkward, he said. He said it struck his mind that he went, this is very, very awkward.
Yeah.
And he says, now, thankfully, his best friend's ma is a professional at showing people around. And that she got right into it. And he said she took all the awkwardness away. And he was like, so he thought, should I tell my friend? And he says he thought about telling his friends, but...
Imagine that conversation.
Well, he says he didn't know how to bring it up.
You realise your mother is a tour guide who shows people around where there's a very nice view in certain hotel rooms.
And also, it gets worse because he's bumped into his friend's mother a few times since then.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He must have got lost a couple of more times.
Probably, yeah.
So he's bumped into her a couple of times and he says now he doesn't really know. Now he was chatting away to his friend and he says, listen, do you ever, like, when you're away, do you ever use... get the lady tour guides essentially to tour you around? And he says, his friend says, yes, I do. And he tells them the name of the site. And it turns out it's the same site his ma's on. And now he says he's really worried because it's just a matter of time, he reckons. Presuming he's into mothers who in Ireland who like flowers as well, it's just a matter of time before they meet each other on the gay or the job. It's just a matter of time before they meet each other on the job. It's the most bizarre story.
Oh my God.
It's like
that is an amazing story. And I tell you what makes it more amazing. It's an incredible story in its own right.
Yeah.
And sitting here watching and listening to you tell us.
Yeah.
Was almost as entertaining as the basic story itself.
I mean, honest to God, I feel like I'm in an episode of EastEnders trying to tell this story.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now, your chance to make a break for it. Treat yourself to five-star luxury. Have a fabulous retreat right in the heart of Dublin. And actually, the Westin Hotel in Dublin, they're actually calling on Dubliners themselves that, especially during this particular time that Dubliners are experiencing, you can actually have your own sense of escape and retreat right in the heart of the city in the Westin in Dublin while you have to remain in the capital. And while you're there, of course, residents, they can enjoy exceptional dining experiences. There's the likes of their afternoon tea and cocktails and light bites in the Atrium Lounge, breakfast and dinner, served, of course, in the Moreland's Grill. And if you want to actually give somebody, if you think somebody needs a pick-me-up and you want to actually give the gift of luxury, you can do it with a Westin gift voucher. All of the details, of course, are on their website. The westinhoteldublin.com is the website to use. We have a fabulous package for you to enjoy if you can win this week. Hello,
we absolutely do.
You're back.
Yes, I decided to turn myself off for your benefit. But 12 is the score to beat, which means we're looking for that luck. Or is it 12 or 11?
11 to beat, I think.
11. Look, so 12 is the score we need on the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. And Ian is going to have a go. How are you, Ian?
What's the story, lad? You all right?
Not too bad at all, Ian. How are you getting on today?
Not too bad. In work early, so...
Oh, right.
Wouldn't mind there. And it was a prize.
Oh, something to look forward to. Have you got any weekend breaks or anything coming up?
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
Nothing on the
well,
go.
Well, let's try and get you
his
something.
His diary is free, PJ, if you'd like to fill it in for him.
I will do my best, Ian. Whereabouts in the country are you this morning?
I'm in Dublin. Cork man stuck in Dublin. So.
Oh, my God.
I love the way all the Cork lads say that like it's a real painful thing to have to do.
Like they're imprisoned.
Yeah, it's a test of endurance. I understand, Ian. I understand.
Right, Ian, let's give you a good shot at it. Here we go. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. All we need from you at the moment, at least, is 12 correct answers. We got our fingers crossed for you. The very best of luck. Here we go.
What S is the relative of a snail but without the shell?
Slug.
According to the proverb, you can't make a silk purse out of what?
Pass.
A sow's ear. What relation is a man's wife to his parents?
Daughter-in-law.
What French term is used for social events that take place after skiing?
Après-ski.
In fashion, what surname links Giorgio and Emporio?
Armani.
Mozzarella is a type of what food?
Cheese.
A moggy is a slang word for what domesticated pet?
Cat.
Which alcoholic drink is traditionally added to hot water and sugar to make a toddy?
Whiskey.
Which female vocalist sang the 2001 hit I'm Like a Bird?
Pass.
Nelly Furtado. Used in technical drawing, what shape is a set square?
Triangle.
What is the female equivalent of an uncle?
An aunt.
In 1980, what British punk band had a hit with Going Underground?
Pass.
The Jam. Arrows is a nickname for what popular indoor game?
Balls.
It's darts. According to Shakespeare, rough winds do shake the darling buds of what?
Roses.
May. Darling buds of May.
Oh, God, and we were off
flying. And you were flying. Jeepers, Ian, you were off to a great start. Like a really small stumble, it's just sort of tripped you a bit at the end.
Yeah, I think that ending is probably done for us on that one, to be honest. But and it was such a good start, to be fair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 we got to. And then the final kind of three questions were just were blanks.
And I'd say you've nearly got 9 in a row, like you are flying.
Not far off it, yeah. It's a brave effort, Ian. Well worth having a bash at it, that's for sure.
Cheers, lad.
Listen, thanks have a good much. Day. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Bye-bye. See you later, Ian. Thanks for having a go.
Breakfast Table Quiz.